Yo, Andy, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
I think it's the first time I ever entered the opened up an episode with like an MTV Raps kind of vibe.
That's right.
God, you know, kind of yo, MTV Raps.
I was flipping through. I don't know if it was Hulu. I don't think MTV's on Hulu. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it was on my
Paramount.
TV. Paramount, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was flipping through something. And I was like, MTV. And I'm like, what do they have on MTV? Like, they're going to have some cool videos out. It's not like nothing like it used to be. So,
no.
I don't know.
I doubt it is. Yeah. I don't either. There's something like, I watch that's MTV programming, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of what it is.
I had this it was going to be MTV Cribs. That was what, when I saw MTV, I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm going to go to that channel because there's going to be like some sick ass Cribs or something on there. And I was like, that show's been over for like 20 years.
You know what the MTV Cribs is now? It's like the House Hunters. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's our MTV Cribs.
$1 million
listed. That's what that turned into. $1 million listed. All right, so today's bonus episode, we are going to talk about what we are going to change or do this year. Like, yeah. Not negatively, like, what are you going to start doing this year that you haven't been doing?
Yeah, I thought about that. You posed that question, and I kind of milled it around in my head a little bit and thought, well, what kind of things could I, what should I change? You know, because I haven't really openly thought about it, you know, like, a conscious effort, like this is a goal that I'm going to try and do. And when you posed the question to me in a text here a couple hours ago, I started thinking about it. And so I appreciate you doing that. And one of the things that I feel like I could see the realization from is if I streamlined my bidding process, and I've been doing it a bunch lately, it's gotten better, but I need to do more. You know, to start
like,
chunking like down
putting
some of
stuff
these
together in a price book in your within your software, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, kind of something along those lines. Yep. And just continuing that. I find, and I don't know if I came to a realization here this morning, working in the office, that I'm what do they call that? Like afraid of commitment. What do you call that?
You're afraid to commit.
Yeah,
I don't
afraid
know.
To commit. Is yeah, that, right. And and I feel like sometimes I'll go look at a job and I'll be like, oh, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge. And, you know, you'll think through a couple of things and I'll think through this and I'll be like, oh, I got to figure out how to do that. And I got to figure out how to do this. And now next thing I know, I've spent like a week, you know, kind of in the back of my mind thinking about it, but never really devoting any time to it. And then I sit down and I do the bid in like 32 minutes. It's done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did I not just do that on Monday instead of on Sunday, because now the bid's been sitting in my inbox or my to-do list for a week. You know,
not talking about procrastinating. That's not what you're doing.
It's not really procrastinating because I'm thinking about it. I just haven't decided that we're just going to do this. It's going to take this much time and here's the number and we're going to stick with it.
I think we all do that a little bit. I know I do it. And over the years I've realized so quickly each time that I'm like, no, I'm not going to do anything else until this is done. I finish it. And I'm like, why didn't I do that before? It was so easy.
right. So that's where I say it's almost like a commitment thing. Like I'm afraid to commit to this concept of, this is what the price is. What it's going to take. Just do it. Commit. Boom. It's done. We had one that was and rightfully so. I hesitated on it. It's a 600,000 BTU copper coil boiler connected to a 500 gallon storage tank in a 130 unit retirement facility. Right.
Sure.
So the copper coil boiler's got a leak in it. Yeah, it's going to be a nice job. And I think I've got them convinced that we're going to go tankless. We're going to put 8 Navians on the wall or 8 Navians
with a lot of. Yeah, with a lot of tankless, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to hook into their existing 500-gallon storage tank, and it's going to be awesome. But in my mind, I had to really, like, work through all of that. And those are the ones that really get me drugged down. Because if I sat down for 6 or 7 hours, like it really takes to do a design like that, then I wouldn't have been in such a – I tried doing it while we were in Germany, right?
Oh, well, there's,
it was an hour here, and it was 20 minutes here, and 15 minutes here, and an hour here. And I was working with a guy from Navien on the sizing. So I got all the sizing done. But, he and I were having this back and forth email conversation about, you know, some different aspects of it, you know, common venting and making sure you put a circuit setter on each unit, which the circuit setter thing is something that's new to me.
I didn't know you had to do that. Actually, well, so flow control on each unit.
Yeah. It's something to make sure that you don't exceed 4 gallons a minute. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. I've never seen that before. And the drawing he's shipped shows it, but I mean, we've got on 8 units, we've got a pump that's going to move 32 gallons a minute at 26 feet ahead, which I was like, okay, I mean, that makes sense. We got to move 8 gallons or 4 gallons per unit. And if you have 2 units that are off, then why wouldn't that 8 gallons a minute go through one single unit? And sure. So you put a flow restrictor on there, circuit setter, balancing valve, if you will, on each of the units so that you can set them to 4. But, you know, and then I squirreled away on, you know, whose balancing valve is appropriate, you know, for each one. And then it dawned on me that most balancing valves that are on the market are not lead free because they're used for hydronics.
Yeah, because they're made for hydronics. Yeah.
So, you know,
Kleffy's got one. No,
Kleffy does. Yeah. The 132 is actually, they make a lead free version of that in 3/4. So
there you go.
There it is.
Yeah. So streamlining the bidding process, just building up your price book, I suppose, would be like the immediate way to do that.
Yeah.
Like for the more regular stuff you're doing. But
yep.
When you're talking about like a big project like that, the first thing that came into my head, but then you said you were working with Navien, but like they have those commercial services for that sizing and stuff like that, like engineers that you work with. And the first thing, like I wouldn't even attempt it. I would just be like, here's what I got. Here's what I need. You know what I mean? Like I know I could handle jobs where all I needed was like 2, maybe 3 units. Yep. You know what I mean?
That's like totally.
Yeah. But you get into that 4, 5, 6 units at a time to hit a load of like a car wash or something like that. Immediately I'm like, I know this will work, but I want somebody else to say it's going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Way too much time.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with that, you know, the solution there. I don't know. That's just my, what's that?
You got ghosts over there. Your lights just turning off.
I do. I think I just like lost power. There totally. Yeah. I don't know. That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to do that. I don't know if I have an answer for it. You know, to be honest with you, I think what I need to do within my bookkeeping altogether is my price book is kind of, when I switched over to House Call, I did not switch over my QuickBooks on purpose.
Right.
Because it was such a mess. And I wasn't I had hundreds of items in there. It was like 1/2 by 2 brass nipple. I'm like, no, because that's not how I price things. I don't price things time and material. I just never do. I might be able to build up a proposal based off of how long I think something's going to take me and kind of approach it from a time and material aspect.
Yeah.
So not necessarily like fully flat rate, but I'm getting closer and closer to pretty much doing everything flat rate anyway.
Right.
So I need to strengthen my price book for sure. Somebody came in that really knew what they were talking about, not me, but somebody else. They probably like look at this and be like, dude, this is, you're not even close. And they wouldn't be wrong. I've got a lot of work to do. So maybe that's what, you know, my answer to that question is kind of the same as yours. Although I'll just come right out and say it, like, I've got some work to do. I really do.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the same stuff over and over, though. I do a lot of water heaters. I do a lot of boiler services, a lot of boiler and heating repairs, you know, like where I can pretty much tell you a pretty thin stack of price book line items.
Yeah.
I can get through a lot of weeks without having to add another item. You know what I mean?
Yep. And that's something that I want to continue building on too. And so like I have a template that I use for tankless.
Yeah.
If we're going to go do a gas tank swap out or something like that. And that doing that is what I want to do more of. I want to streamline more of those processes of, you know, oh, hey, we're going to go do this job. You know, we're going to do a bathtub change out. You know, why do I not have a bathtub change out line item? You know,
right.
Like this, here's a price book item. It's change out this bathtub into a shower. And then some of it, you know, you kind of almost get to where you're like, well, there's so many options.
Yeah. Right? I think you overthink that though. I think
you do.
You build it up to be way more than it is.
Yep. You do. And that's where I get hung up, because I'm looking at it going, well, what if I only use a $30 trim instead of the $200 trim?
Right. Yeah,
well, you know what? It's okay. So it's $170. So now I'm $22.50 instead of $21.10.
I know. Really? And that's where you get into that time and material stuff, and it kills you because you don't make any more money, you know, because it takes so much longer to put the bid together, stuff. You know what I'm saying? Where if you get closer to that, well, this is, I know it's going to take me this long, and I know it's going to be, you know, like the, I could just, I'm getting closer and closer. I'm not there yet. Fully admit I'm not to the flat rate thing yet, but a lot of my pricing is made up that way.
Right.
People call and ask it, how much is a tankless? Well, I can tell you it's at least this much. And that number I'm giving them is the flat rate price for probably, you know, like 9 out of 10 jobs.
Yeah.
There's a couple variables. There are, but I'm not talking about like you're just bringing up, like you kind of start overthinking like, well, you got the $100 trim, or you got the $80 trim, or you got, you know, no.
Right.
You start doing that and it starts taking way too long. You're not making any more or any less. Like, it's not benefiting.
Oh, no.
You know?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because at the end of the day, you know how long it's going to take you to do the job. You know what it's going to cost. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Water heaters, same way. Like, we've talked about how many times that we talk about, we don't go look at water heaters. You know what I mean? Because, like, why would you? It's the same kind of mentality. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you, buddy. I need to improve my price book, because doing that will make my processes easier too. You're bidding a lot more jobs than I am in a year, but it doesn't mean like it should take me more time just because I have less to do. You know what
Especially
I mean?
Because we have the ability to make it. We have the ability to streamline that process.
Absolutely. You
know? And I've found, and I don't know, this not a plug for HCP on this at all, but one of the things that I have started doing is when I'm doing a bid and I'm working something up, I go in and I use the proposal tool every chance that I can.
And you save it as a
And I go template. In and save it as a template, and I name it something. You know, here's a 4-unit or 4-Navion tank rack system. Yep. Here's a bathtub and a toilet and a typical
Because then you don't lose you don't lose that time you put into it, so you can grab it another time and reuse it, kind of deal.
Yep, you can plug it in and then change a few things and it's ready to go. So. Anyway,
well, having that stuff, those, I use the proposal tool all the time as well. And so I grab that template where it's like tankless, boom. Yeah. And what makes that so valuable to me is when I leave a repair job and people are like, you know, our water heater, how much is it going to be? And I'll tell them like, look, just check your email in the next 30 minutes. You'll have it there. I'll send you a proposal. And I get in my van. I drive around the corner, so I'm not parked in their driveway. And I literally just send them I can go from my phone or my iPad and be like, boom, here's your proposal.
Yeah.
And then I give them, and then I follow up the next day. Hey, you saw that? Do you have any questions for me? We want to talk about it, or you want to move forward, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No,
flat rate guys are probably just pulling their hair out right
just
now.
Like, you idiot.
You idiots are so bad at sales. Well, yeah, you're probably not wrong.
You're probably not wrong. Yeah. No, I'm a pretty fair plumber, but I'm not the greatest salesman.
No, we're getting better though.
That's right.
We're getting better together. All right, dude.
Sounds good.
Good one.
Yep, you too.